Yeah, we do need to protect our minds from anything that distorts our understanding of God's design. And we talked earlier about the fact that God's design for sexuality is oneness. You know, and the fact is that anything that distorts our understanding of oneness by definition is immoral, and we need to always protect ourselves from that. And that's so fundamental. We are bombarded by media, but I don't need media. You put me in a desert island, I'm going to lust, because it comes out of the heart, Jesus said. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that John talked about in 1 John 2. And so we need to constantly guard our minds, protect our minds. I often tell people that the remote control is the deadliest weapon in their house. But it's also amazing because I can watch all kinds of good things. My computer is a powerful tool. I can call countries all over the world with a little apparatus on my hip. I can call home 6,000 miles away today if I choose to. Oh, there's nothing wrong with technology, but it's also a dangerous tool. And so we need to guard our minds. For us to just hand a child a remote control would be like handing him a .45 caliber pistol and saying, hey, I hope you learn. Or handing him the keys to the car and saying, you know, go learn to drive on your own. Handing a kid a laptop computer with a wireless connect and not training him how to use that is no different than handing him a bazooka and saying, boy, I sure hope you can manage this. But we do. We don't give them proper training. We need to guard our minds. We need to protect our minds from anything that distorts our understanding of God's design.